track three, and our first news story today is parents claim school ignores bullying concerns. Parents of children at Newton Abbott Primary School have highlighted a series of problems where they feel their complaints are not being tackled. A number have taken to social media to air their grievances about Haytorview Community Primary School, particularly allegations of bullying and several incidents which they consider worrying. Some say their complaints are not being dealt with and are being swept under the carpet. One parent told the Mid Devon Advertiser she and several others had taken their children out of the school in Queensway recently since the incidents. She said there is a lot going on at the school at the moment and the students and parents are really suffering. There's been a number of serious incidents which are basically being swept under the carpet by staff and acting head teachers. Parents are left feeling very uneasy and confused. She says the school has a high number of children with special educational needs, but, she claims, lacks enough teachers trained to deal with them. It is understood the previous head teacher has recently left the post. The parent explained an acting head, who has been a teacher at the school, seems to be listening to the parents. It is claimed there have been a number of incidents at the school which have contributed to the current dissatisfaction among parents. The parents said, "My son is autistic and has put himself in danger, climbing a 6-foot fence and running home because he cannot deal with the bullying that he is receiving. He's done this 3 times now. As a parent, we just want answers. We want the school to thrive." Several other parents have described their children as feeling unsettled at the school, where previously they have enjoyed it. An Ofsted inspection in 2023 said 200 pupil school required improvement. Recently, Chairman of Governors Robert Doetz contacted all parents to thank those who had taken time to go into the school to share their thoughts, raise concerns, or offer support. But he appealed to those with concerns to contact the school directly rather than air those concerns online. While everyone absolutely has the right to express themselves on social media, provided it is done respectfully and without the singling out of individuals, it's important to understand that airing concerns online doesn't activate the school's complaints process, nor does it create opportunities for meaningful resolution. If you have complaints, concerns, questions, or even suggestions, please know the door is open. A spokesman for the school said, "No formal complaints about the school have been made to us. Should parents or anyone from the school community wish to raise any concerns, we welcome they do so through our complaints procedure so that matters can be resolved as quickly and effectively as possible. The safety and well-being of our pupils is our priority and we follow strict procedures, working closely with partner agencies whenever any concerns are raised."
Boat blight blitzed around the shoreline. Burnt out boat wrecks and waste that have blighted the shoreline near Tynmouth were finally cleared up last week. In an operation overseen by Tynmouth Harbour Commission, wreckage along the training wall at the bottom of the Ness and the mess of waste and burnt out boats by Sheldon Bridge were removed. Huge thanks to Gilpin for their hard work and the support, patience and understanding of you all, said Tynmouth Harbour Master Rob Parsons. More to come on the clean-up as we progress, he added. Friends of the River Teen, F-O-R-T, which campaigns as the voice of the River Teen, welcomed the news. "It's everyone's responsibility to keep our river clean and tidy," a spokesperson commented. Earlier this year, Fort volunteers picked up a variety of waste, including a frying pan, trailer wheels and a plastic parrot, in a weekend litter pick along the lower banks of the river. The group is planning more clean-up events later in the year.
I am trying to save my shop, says owner. A businessman who owns a shop and key cutting business in Dawlish has hit out at a nearby supermarket's plan to build a Timpsons at its Exeter Road store. Ben Elliott, owner of Park Road Repair Shop, Be Repaired, says that Sainsbury's plan to build a new retail concession pod in its car park will adversely affect his business. I'm trying to save my shop, Ben said. It is threatening my livelihood, my business and the local traders in the town. Lots of people come into the town to use my shop and the other businesses. The knock-on effect will be extremely detrimental to the town and especially my business, Ben added. Sainsbury's submitted its application to Teignbridge District Council at the beginning of May. The pod will be located southwest of the food store. The area is currently used as parking spaces, of which three will be removed to make way for the proposed pod. Ben has launched a campaign to save his shop with the help of local councillor Rosie Dawson. I think Sainsbury's needs to be mindful of the fact that they are on the outskirts of a lovely town. Independent trading is difficult enough with online shopping trends, so we really need everyone to stand together and help support our local traders, Councillor Dawson said. Ben has been wonderful. He is so skillful, he can turn his hand to fix anything for anyone, Councillor Dawson said. In the wake of Ben's campaign, more than 100 objections have been lodged. Please support me by objecting to the application, Ben said. The Mid Devon Advertiser has approached Sainsbury's for comment.